This is Worldviews. I'm Suzek Relat. Joshua Landis, Rebecca Cruz, we must return to this issue of Syria. Joshua, we have you here, the expert. So we've seen President Obama made a speech this week. It seems to be shifting a bit from the military option to potentially now a diplomatic option. How did this happen? How did we get to where we are now?
This has been through more permutations, and I think everybody is a little bit, you know, everybody's got a sore neck from sort of watching this tennis match go through. And it started out, we thought he was going to strike at the Syrians for using chemical weapons. And then at the last minute, Friday evening, he says, nope, I'm going to put up for a vote to Congress. And then it very quickly became clear that Congress was going to vote against him.
But wasn't that predictable? I mean, didn't he know that it would probably be overturned? I mean, why would he even kick it to Congress to begin with when it became clear very quickly that it was going to be overturned?
Well, you know, he was all alone. We have to remember that Britain had just done this radical thing, which was for the British Parliament to vote no against their prime minister. So all of a sudden, Obama was looking over his shoulder and he realized there was nobody behind him.
So he goes,
NATO was against it. UN is against it. Britain, his closest ally, had just said no.
But the French are for it.
But the French are for it, oratorically. But what are the French really going to do? I mean, ultimately, it's American cruise missiles, American ships that are going to be out there, and all alone, he's going to be doing something. And not only is he going to be doing it alone in the world, but Americans don't want it. 70% of Americans were being polled saying they don't want to do this.
And okay, so that's the case, right? So that's the military
option. He needed
to
at least shore up the Republicans. The Republicans were having this both ways, and they were going to chop him down to size if he did anything wrong.
But then Secretary Kerry makes this kind of off-the-cuff remark about – well, that we can end this diplomatically if they just turn over all the chemical weapons.
A journalist asked him, is there any way that Assad can get out of this strike? And he said, well, they can give up all of their chemical weapons immediately, and I know that's not going to happen. And even after he said that, 15 minutes after, his spokeswoman came out and said this was a rhetorical question.
So it was a mistake. That wasn't planned at all.
But on the other hand, we've been hearing from top diplomats that this sort of conversation has been going on for almost a year with Russia, and that the Russians and Americans have been talking about ways to get rid of those chemical weapons. So it's not completely out of the blue. I think that there was a gaffe, that this wasn't a setup completely, but in the back, Kerry knew that the Russians and Americans had been talking about different diplomatic avenues.
Well, a week ago, as you said, this was kind of Obama's game. Cameron was involved. And this week, we had two new leaders that kind of took the stage. First off, with Pope Francis, who came out 6 months into his term, really making his first political statement, anti-U.S. strikes in Syria. And then Putin comes out with this new plan. So we've got some other players in the field now.
Well, Russia is the big player, and this really is a great victory for Moscow. I'm sure that they were doing some shots of Stolichnaya back there at the Kremlin, because here was a situation where the United States was about to unilaterally strike at one of their chief allies in the Middle East. All of a sudden, Russia's back in the game. America hasn't struck, and everybody's looking to Moscow for a solution. So, and Putin has got an op-ed in the New York Times saying, "Oh, my good friend Obama, and we're going to use peace, and America shouldn't use war so much." I mean,
it's almost Cold War. This is kind of the most power influence that Russia has had on the global stage for quite some time, or at least this week.
It is, but already the arm wrestling has begun because France took a 5-point plan to the Security Council saying we want a Chapter 7 condemnation of Syria. It has to put up chemical weapons within 15 days. And a Chapter 7 means you can use force if things don't unfold the way they're supposed to. Russia said, no, forget it. We're not going to go to the Security Council. There's going to be no resolution. We're not putting force on the table. So already we see two completely different scenarios being put forward.
But this also means Assad has won in some ways, right?
It empowers Assad in this position, doesn't it? You know, Salim Idris, the head of the Free Syrian Army, the opposition group, just blew his top when he heard this, and he said, Putin's a terrorist and Obama's been snookered into this. You know, they were furious. They were praying that Washington was finally going to join the fight and take down Assad. And now Assad's at the negotiating table. talking to America as a partner. This legitimizes him, and he's going to drag and wait and use Russia as and even if Russia can get him to give up the chemical weapons, he's in a position to trade for more conventional weapons. So,
but the diplomatic option is the only option.
It makes America look very weak. On the other hand, the bigger picture of this is that, as the president said, America does not want to be the policeman of the world anymore. And as we step down from that role, we're going to meet situations like this where third world dictators do things that normally America would step up to the plate and stop them from doing. And we're not going to do a thing.
Well, Joshua Landis and Rebecca Cruz, as always, thank you for discussing this topic.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.